Well, it's a few hours later, and I've just returned back to the bench I was sitting on about 4 hours ago. I'm back here in Cucucha, in the Recalde Park, and it's funny, I've just had a wander around, got back, and the place is packed. Every bench is nearly occupied. There's people playing football, running around on bikes. There must be hundreds of people out. And I've just had a long walk, tired, and it felt like I arrived home. It's lovely to get back here. And so I sat down on my bench, made another roll, and ate it, and feeling good again. So I went from here up towards Park Escorritz, then down Avenida Ascatuna Toridia, down to through Jardín Guernica, which I thought would be an old part of town, but it's all built up, all new there. It's funny how maps can trick you. But I went through there to the Park Mirabella, heights overlooking the old town, and from there came down, eventually got down to the new bridge by the squatted buildings around Bilbacala Vieja on the banks of the Bilbao River. Then went down through those back side streets on the south side of the river, down to around San Francesco. Went into a real old man's little bar there, had a cup of coffee, wrote a postcard. Then back up, crossed into the old town through the small little streets, the open squares, looking at the graffiti. Seems to be some tension between Nazi and anti-fascist action on the streets here. Some lovely old streets, more sketsteche, more squat symbols all over the place. Went through the old streets, got out back out to the other side of the river, crossed over, followed the river then by the new, I think it's a Calatrava bridge, and then the new landmark building in the, looks like a new financial district of the Guggenheim. And it's funny how it's almost as if architecture is used as a stamp, a magnet now, to drag people into an area, to give it more people movement, people flow through areas which have little else but office and high street shops. But it was very interesting to see from the outside, the Guggenheim, the strange forms and all that. I was quite hungry, so I was looking for a little corner shop to get a bite to eat. Nowhere around to get a bite to eat. So I came from the Guggenheim up in Paraguay, I presume, to then through side street, or through main streets, looking for a corner shop. Nothing. Eventually ended up on Rodriguez Arias, and then I think it came back up Gregor de la Revilla to Place Industria, and then back up looking for something to eat, still nothing. Eventually found some little shop there, kept on walking, and got to Park Ametsuulia, and then I looked at my map then to get my bearings after buying a few tomatoes and bananas and an orange, looking for a shop that sells bread. Nothing was open, or the supermarket had closed, but there was no little corner shops for rolls. So I eventually came up Gordonis Road, and then I saw something that looked familiar, as a bridge, a hot big high bridge with some graffiti on it. And then I saw an old, what felt like an old familiar sign. It was the side wall of one of these buildings here in the park, which has the trees, just simple circles of greens, slightly different coloured greens and browns, representing trees painted on the side wall. And I saw that, and I sort of went, ah, I'm home. Got my, there was a shop, a boulangerie type place up. Went in, got a roll, came up here. Place just so alive. It really feels the most homely part of the city I've seen. Really alive, really. It's just a really, really special place. One of the most special places I've ever seen in any city. And had the role, came up, found the bench empty. The one I'd been on previously, quite ironic. The lads behind playing football. Lads in front falling off bikes. Yeah, just caught the sunset as it went down over the distant mountains, and yeah, special place. So that's it. I'm gonna go back up now to Gastetia, do some work with the people there, see what needs doing. Try to do some media work, and try to communicate or pull this together about this sense of urbanism, of why these places work, why they're important, and try to explore more so about what makes this place work. So, that's it. Au revoir.